98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. Well, back to school time. Everybody's kind of in the groove, but you still might need to have a little help packing healthy snacks and lunches. I have an expert, and we're going to give you a few details that might help you out with this school year. Clinical Nutrition Supervisor at Parkview Health, it's Adrienne Carthal, and I think she's got some insight. Adrienne, are you excited to talk about this? Do you like talking about food and nutrition?
I do. It is a passion of mine.
Yay. Well, here's that basic thought. Going back to school, parents know they should do things, but sometimes they might fall into a trap of just, throw a candy bar in or a junky food or something that's fried. How can you help a parent think differently?
You know, I think the biggest thing really is planning ahead.
Yes.
When it comes to lunches, a lot of things can be done the night before. And if your child is old enough, even, you know, kindergarten, having them help you pack their lunch.
Yes.
And so with that, really, when it comes to the sides or even the snacks that you put in, you can still get things prepackaged from the store, unsweetened applesauce, some pretzel sticks, things of that nature, even, you know, fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
If you do a fruit cup, get it packed in water instead of syrup. That's going to save a lot of added sugar right there, but you know your child's still getting their fruit serving. You know, another thing is with fresh vegetables, you know, use the little pre-portion Ziploc baggies, and that is a perfect activity for kids to do to help you. You know, have them put their carrot sticks or have them put some vegetables in that, pack that for their lunch, and then that way, you know, they're getting their vegetable servings as well.
Oh, and it's so much fun for them to get involved. And, you know, we talk about, and I know I've talked to other nutritionists, they say using lots of color in your diet.
Yes.
You know, the fruits and vegetables. Maybe you could do something like, you know, how many colors can we get into your lunch or your snack? Is that a good system?
Yes, that's great. And, you know, I really encourage parents when I talk with them, you know, have your child go to the grocery store with you.
Nice.
You know, each week that you go, let them pick out a new fruit or vegetable. You know, let them try it and kind of have that curiosity. You know, there's some that, you know, just with time, they're not going to like, you know, sometimes that does happen. But, you know, that way they tend to find those fruits and vegetables that they may think they don't like, but they really end up do, you know, and they enjoy those. The other thing, is have those challenges, you know, how many colors you think you can get in, or, you know, let them maybe choose what fruit or vegetable they'd like to have that week. So there's a lot of different things as a parent you can do to make it fun. And so sometimes, you know, that's the idea is to keep it fun. So kids don't realize, you know, well, I'm getting more fruits and vegetables in your diet. So it can be fun the whole way around. It doesn't always have to be a stressful situation.
I think, Adrienne, you make it sound fun and you make it sound interesting. And I think that's just it. If we don't make kids feel like we're punishing them to feed them healthy food.
Absolutely.
This is a treat and this is exciting. This is good. I appreciate your time, Adrienne. Thank you so
Anytime.
Much. Anytime. We're going to do it again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. I'm going to connect you to Parkview Health if you want to know more about it. There's all kinds of information on their website. But you can find that connection with Adrienne and Parkview on my conversations link right now at star883.com.